I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syrian President Ahmed al-Shara recently added his country to a U.S.-led coalition that wants to rid the Middle East of Islamic State fighters. Now, the voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton notes the irony.
A year ago, the man who's now the president of Syria was considered a terrorist and had a $10 million bounty on his head from the U.S. government. This month, he was in the Oval Office meeting with the president of the United States. The big question is, how much has the Syrian president changed?
Believers remain skeptical despite al-Shara's speeches about religious freedom. Meanwhile, a new bout of sectarian clashes keeps Syria on edge, but the instability also presents gospel opportunity.
People are looking for something permanent. They're looking for answers. And so that can be a time when people come to Christ. So let's pray for that.
Then, as the war in Sudan continues, the Nuba Mountains Bible Institute in Cairo, or NBIC, is offering a one-year Bible degree program. Abinub Ishak with NBIC says this fast-paced course is crucial for Sudanese churches that lack trained pastors.
They have new believers every day, but they don't have equipped ministries or pastors. So they have to make pastors in church without even reading the Bible one time. They didn't have any leadership skills, any biblical knowledge. So just he is good with people, knows the big message of Christ, but he can discipleship or make a Bible study or anything else in the church. Just worship.
So join us in praying that the Sudanese church would be unified and continue to grow despite tribalism and the suffering of war. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.